KD Country 94 weather.
Are you in need of professional septic services? Look no further than Kingsbury Septic and Pumping and Smith Center, a full-service plumbing company providing top-notch septic tank pumping and maintenance. Their highly skilled team of experts is here to ensure your septic system operates smoothly, giving you peace of mind. From routine pumping to installation and inspection with repairs, they have you covered. They pride themselves on their prompt and reliable service, always leaving your property clean and tidy. Don't wait for a septic emergency. Call Jed with the Poo Crew to work for you by calling Kingsbury Septic and Pumping at 282-0255. Or visit their website, kingsburyseptic.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 57. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 30. High of 67 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Wednesday and Thursday, mid-60s. Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A Kansas House committee appears to be following through on a lawmaker's threat to defund the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks because the agency is considering a ban on baiting deer with piles of food. A bill that would strip millions of dollars from the agency's budget comes even after critics raise ethics concerns over the committee leader's conflict of interest because he owns a hunting lodge that can use deer baiting to improve hunting opportunities. The Agriculture and Natural Resources Budget Committee approved an amended bill requiring the Wildlife Department to provide refunds to non-resident hunters if they are not awarded a permit to hunt white-tailed deer. Currently, deer hunters must pay nearly $200 for a Kansas hunting license and then apply for an additional permit to specifically hunt the deer. The state only awards a certain number of the deer permits and holds a lottery to choose the recipients. The bill would require the state to refund the $200 to hunters if they are not chosen for the deer permit. The state would only be allowed to retain $30 for a processing fee. Secretary Brad Loveless said refunding the fees to people who don't get a permit may cost the department $7 million a year. This will have a very, very significant impact on all of our fish and wildlife programs, he said in a hearing on the plan. Critics argue the bill does not help the state's hunting environment and is a punitive budget cut targeting the department. Manhattan-based hunter Jeffrey Hancock argued the bill is meant to hurt the department because of its consideration of deer baiting restrictions. This bill has nothing to do with the state budget, Hancock said, but is rather a direct attempt to follow through on a retaliatory stroke against the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The committee's consideration of the bill comes just months after Republican Representative Louis Bloom, who serves on the committee, threatened to defund the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks over its exploration of banning deer baiting. Bloom's threat came at a public hearing as the state's wildlife commissioners considered restricting deer baiting and feeding to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease, a fatal cousin of mad cow disease that eats holes in the brains of deer. If you consider banning baiting, Bloom said, we're going to take $1 million off the top of your budget immediately, and then we will go through every line item bit by bit and take off everything we possibly can find. Bloom went as far as to claim Republican Representative Ken Corbett, the chair of the committee that oversees the agency's budget, would help him retaliate. Corbett owns a lodge in Topeka that offers deer hunting for thousands of dollars per person, raising concerns of lawmaker conflict of interest. Hunting lodges regularly use baiting and feeding to help their customers get closer to the deer or to bolster deer populations or to try to grow larger antlers. In a September email, Corbett dismissed concerns that he has a conflict of interest in the issue because he owns a hunting lodge. There's probably not a person in their state, Corbett said, that doesn't have a conflict on something. Kansas is in a shrinking minority of states that still allow baiting. Chronic wasting disease is a key factor, spurring more states to prohibit it. Those state wildlife officials are also concerned about other problems, such as damage to crops and natural areas caused by high deer and raccoon concentrations around feeders. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has not yet taken any action to restrict deer baiting. When the agency began investigating in June 2023, it said the project would be a multi-year exploration of issues surrounding baiting wildlife. For more on that story, go to our website, katycountry94.com. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. These successful candidates should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years of office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send an application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications will be found on their website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Zion Lutheran Church Lenten Supper and Service for the Public, taking place at the Zion Lutheran Church there in Beloit at 621 North Mill. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30, with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. Dates for the meals will be on Wednesdays, beginning this Wednesday, February 21st through March the 20th. And Stop Out Cancer Live Pro Wrestling coming up this Saturday, February 24th. Doors open at 6:30 and the bell at 7 o'clock at Lakeside Elementary School there in Cocker City. Fundraiser for Matt Alford. The tickets at the door, $15. Kids 5 to 13, $15. Discounts to active and retired military. Advanced tickets, $10. Available at Backyard Lodge and Igor's Curiosities Monster Museum. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Uzan across the midcourt stripe. He won't even attempt a shot. The final 3 seconds drip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. Kansas sweeps the Sooners out the Big 12 doors.
Well, much more on the big road win for KU on Saturday coming up in this sportscast. Also, the K-State men and women have games that come down to the wire. We'll look at local sports, state wrestling qualifiers, and what a sub-state brackets have been released. The NBA All-Star festivities took place this weekend, and the Daytona 500 postponed to today. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And boys, 3-2-1A regional wrestling tournaments were held over the weekend. 10 immediate area athletes have qualified for state. At the Southeast Saline Regional, Brogan Monty of Beloit won the championship at 113 pounds, beating A.J. Almanzo of Lions by a falling 255 in the title bout. 215 pounds, Brody Boudreaux of Beloit finished second in qualifying for state, while Alec Hunk of Sylvan Lucas finished second at 190. 3-2-1A Regional in Norton, 7 area athletes headed to state. For Smith Center, Luke Franklin at 190, Eli Franklin at 215, and Carson Montgomery at 285 all finished second place. Parker Hutchinson finished fourth at 150. Gannon McCoy finished fourth at 157, falling to Osborne's Caden Schultz in the third place match. Schultz is headed to state for the second straight year for Osborne with that third place finish, and Lakeside's Grant Middleton also qualifying for state in his second year in a row at 215 pounds with a fourth place finish. For a full look at the weekend results and a look at all the ncksports.com area athletes that qualified for state, there are a total of 30 of them. You can find that info on the website. Also in high school sports, 1A sub-state brackets have been released, and you can find those at ncksports.com. 1A Division 1 girls at Rock Hills. Frankfort's the number 1 seed. Osborne the 2. They both have first-round byes. Number 6 seed Lakeside will be at number 3 Clifton Clyde Friday. Number 4 Rock Hills hosting number 5 Washington County Friday. And then on the boys' side at Rock Hills, number 1 Osborne, number 2 Clifton Clyde with the byes. And then on Thursday in first-round action, quarterfinals, number 6 Rock Hills at number 3 Lakeside. 5th-ranked Washington County at number 4 Frankfort. 1A Division 1 girls at Solomon. Sylvan Lucas, the number 2 seed, hosting number 7 Rural Vista on Friday. The 1A Division 1 boys at Solomon, number 2 seed Sylvan Lucas, hosting number 7 Wakefield on Thursday. 1A Division 2 on the boys' side at Stafford Thursday. St. John's Tipton actually has a number 1 seed. They'll face the number 4 or 5 seed Stafford or Otis Bison in the semis a week later. And 1A Division 2 girls, St. John's Tipton, also the number 1 seed there at Stafford. They'll face either Otis Bison or Tescott in the semis of that tournament. And 1A Division 2 girls at Colby, Thunder Ridge is number 2 seed, hosting number 7 Natoma Friday. The Thunder Ridge boys are the number 5 seed. They'll be at number 4 Golden Plains on Thursday in Rexford. Again, those full brackets at ncksports.com. There is one makeup game in the regular season tonight. Concordia is on the road at Chapman in the NCKL. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the 6th-ranked KU men's basketball team picked up a road victory at number 25 Oklahoma Saturday, winning 67-57. KU trailed most of the game, but back from injury, Kevin McCullough hit a three with around 9 minutes left to put KU up 49-46. They later stretched their lead to 10 at 60-50 and control it from that point. McCullough finished with 10 points and 8 boards, was 1 of 4 in double figures. Hunter Dickinson led the way with 20 points and 16 rebounds. Johnny Furphy scored 15, and DeJuan Harris added 11. KU coach Bill Self on the defense and a key moment in the big road win.
I don't know if we turned it up. I'll be honest. I thought we just were pretty sound defensively. To me, it looked like it was two tired teams playing majority of the game. And I know we are, and I'm sure that OU is as well. But I thought that from an efficiency standpoint, I thought defensively and offensively, we were much better the second half, and they were better the first half. The key was when we got to 11-5 at halftime.
Kansas is now 20-6 and 8-5 of the Big 12, while OU fell to 18-8 and 6-7.
3 seconds. Nelson.
It was another critical home loss for K-State Saturday at Bramlage Coliseum. They fell 75-72 to TCU in a close game throughout. K-State expanded their lead to 8 on a couple occasions early in the second half. They led 49-41 when TCU made an 18-2 run to lead 61-51. K-State fought back to tie the game at 72 on 2 Cam Carter free throws with 15 seconds left. But Jameer Nelson Jr. made the dagger 3 with 1 second left to give the Horned Frogs the win that you heard earlier. Tyler Perry led K-State with 24 points, including 12-12 at the free throw line. K-State coach Jerome Tang gave the credit to TCU in the tough loss.
Big time shot by a big time player, and you know, in games like this, players have to make plays, and he did. They're 20-8 on the offensive glass. We couldn't overcome that, especially when we don't shoot the ball well, and all that's a credit to TCU.
K-State's now 15-10 overall and fell to 5-7 to the Big 12. TCU improved to 18-7 and 7-5. The Wildcats back on the court tonight. Quick turnaround on the road at 16-9 and 5-7 Texas, which lost 82-61 at number 3 Houston on Saturday. Tip off at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. The aforementioned win for the Cougars helped them stay in a tie with Iowa State atop the Big 12 standings at 9-3. The 10th-ranked Cyclones picked up an 82-74 home win over Texas Tech Saturday. Houston and Iowa State have an opportunity to claim the lead by themselves. They'll meet tonight in Houston at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Other Big 12 men's scores from Saturday. Number 12 Baylor won 94-81 at West Virginia. Oklahoma State 93-83 over number 19 BYU, and Cincinnati beat UCF 76-74. Sunday in the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State men lost on the road 72-61 against Charlotte. Xavier Bell had 16 off the bench to lead the Shockers, as they're now 10-16 and 2-11 in the AAC.
Burns Euro step for the tie. K-State into Sundell. Sundell ahead to Jalen Blades. He's got it. K-State beats the pressure. Blades with the layup, and they lead it with 2.6. And that will go.
7th-ranked K-State women with another stress-filled win on Saturday, beating UCF 60-58 after returning to the lineup against Iowa State midweek. All-American center Ayoka Lee was out of the lineup again for K-State Saturday. She suffered an ankle sprain on the opposite ankle, the one she had surgery on earlier this season. Gabby Gregory scored 19 to lead K-State. Eliza Maupin had 15 off the bench. K-State's 22-4 and 11-3 in the Big 12. Also Saturday, Kansas picked up a 70-62 road win at BYU to move to 15-10 and 8-6 in the conference. Zakiya Franklin led the Jayhawks with 24. Yvette Mayberry scored 19. Holly Kerskeeter added 16. For a full look at the conference scores from the weekend, visit Big12Sports.com. It was All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis in the NBA. On All-Star Saturday night, Damian Lillard repeated as the three-point shootout champion. Mack McClung won the dunk contest for the second straight season. In a special three-point shootout, Stephen Curry topped Sabrina Ionescu. And the All-Star game then took place on Sunday. The format returned to that of old, with the East facing the West and no Elam ending as there had been recently. The East scored an All-Star Game record 211 points to 186 for the West. The Bucks' Damian Lillard cashed 11 threes and scored 39 points to win the Kobe Bryant MVP trophy. Minnesota's Karl Anthony Towns had a game-high 50 for the West. For a full recap of the weekend, visit NBA.com. Finally, in sports, the Daytona's 500 scheduled for Sunday has been moved to today due to the rain in Daytona over the weekend, so there'll be a doubleheader in the NASCAR track today, as the Xfinity race will be at 10 o'clock this morning. The Daytona 500 green flag goes up at 3 o'clock on Fox. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point to the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.